I'm Marco Werman with The World. Before leaving office, Barack Obama presided over a big change in military policy. That was last June when the Pentagon lifted its ban on transgender service members. The move came 5 years after the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the Clinton-era policy that prevented gay and lesbian troops from serving openly. Israel was way ahead of the U.S. on this. Gay and lesbian soldiers have served openly in the Israeli Defense Forces since 1993. Shahar Erez is a lieutenant in the Israeli military. He's also the first openly transgender officer to serve in the IDF. Lieutenant Erez, who's 23 now, first entered the Israeli military as a female conscript, but he says he was already out as transgender to his family.
Back home, I already identified as a male, but enlisted as a female because I was afraid it would affect my service, and I didn't want it. During officer course, I realized that in order for me to have an open and honest relationship with my soldiers, I must be first open and honest with them. And so after a lot of thinking and encouragement from my commanders, I stood up in front of my whole company and just told them my personal story. I was so nervous. Actually, I don't remember anything from this talk.
How old were you when you did that?
20.
Wow. You were in charge of 70 soldiers, something like that, right?
Yes.
So what was the reaction? First of all, did they know, did they have any kind of anticipation of what you were about to tell them?
No, actually, not so much. Actually, when I told them my story, I said to them in the beginning that I'm telling this story not in order for them to better know me, but to be a better commander, like to give them another tool to be the best officer they can be.
Have you had sexual reassignment surgery?
I did my upper surgery, my chest surgery, actually during my service. The IDF allowed me to do it, actually, and even pay for it.
I was going to ask, because Israel has universal health care. Does that apply to the defense forces as well?
Yes. Yes, the IDF is my insurance, and so he covered all the expenses for my, also my hormones and my surgeries.
So having already come out to your family, you were kind of primed for this moment. What's it been like since you kind of came out as transgender to the soldiers and to the rest of the defense forces that you work with?
In the beginning, everything was normal, if you can call it.
When you say normal, just kind of nobody was pushing back, no complications, nothing.
Yeah, they just treated me like any other soldier. You know, everybody joined the IDF. Mm. And so we have like a very progressive policy about inclusion and about diversity. And so people are pretty used to meet persons that are different from them. So in the beginning, everything was pretty normal until one day, a friend of mine from officer course contacted me and she told me some reporter contacted her in order to interview me and write a piece on my story. I agreed. And a few days later, when I read the article, I was displeased.
Why? What did the article say? What was the tone it took?
You know, a lot of misgendering and not that accurate. And I was pretty embarrassed to read it. And I decided that I will never do any interviews again. Mm. But then a few weeks later, she contacted me again and told me that some kid contacted the reporter to contact them, to contact me, because he's also trans. And want to have a successful service. And of course, I spoke to him, but after him came another one, and another one, and another one, and I realized there is something bigger than me going on.
Yeah.
And from that moment on, I became a lot more involved in trans service and actually contacted the Gender Affairs Office in the IDF. Yes, we have Gender Affairs Office.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And we started actually working together to better integrate trans people in the military.
So when you kind of step back and look at the history of LGBT people serving in the military in Israel, have you seen progress over time?
Definitely. Definitely. The IDF allowed LGBT people to serve from the beginning, but early on, we had some sort of policies about where can LGBT serve and where not. But I think more than 20 years ago, we already allowed gay, lesbian, and bisexual serve openly everywhere. Trans service is something that nobody addressed you until recently. You definitely see progress. And, you know, the most important thing for me is to see that the IDF is actively trying to better himself. Like, this is the most wonderful part when I look at it.
So the IDF has this Office for Gender Affairs. They've supported you. They even have a profile and interview of you on their website. I'm wondering, though, if you ever worried that their kind of public image that they're pushing of you is maybe being used to kind of brush over other IDF controversies like the treatment of Palestinians.
Personally, no. I mean, I don't feel like this. I think that, you know, one of our main goals in the Gender Affairs Office is to spread the word. You know, for kids who need to join the IDF, they need to know they have a place to go to. Like, they will get the right kind of treatment. So those interviews, for me and for them, is the way to spread our policy and make it accessible to everybody. When you get to know the issue, you realize that there isn't any issues around it. Like, for me, for example, you know, taking testosterone is better me as a soldier. I'm kidding, but, you know, I'm stronger. So it really was a non-issue for us.
Right.
I don't think it should be.
Was that something you kind of anticipated, the taking of hormones would make you stronger and maybe a better soldier?
Definitely. Like, I was excited to take hormones. It's like, and growing my beard.
Yeah. I was really struck by the story you told about the article that you were displeased with, and then all of the trans kids who wanted kind of to be in contact. As you've been going to schools and talking to people around the U.S., do you find a similar kind of moment where kids come to you after you've spoken to them and want more information?
Actually, yes. I've been to a high school yesterday, and after I finished talking, some kids came to me, and actually one of them said that she's considering going into the U.S. military, and hearing me give her confidence, it was amazing. Worth everything, I guess.
So the U.S. military finally lifted its ban on transgender people serving in July of last year, 2016. What other countries around the world are still have a prohibition on transgender people that you would like to see kind of really move this along?
There is a lot of countries in the West world that are accepting trans people. Each country, it's a little bit different, but I think the most important part right now is to better integrate trans soldiers inside units and educating the units about trans service.
Shahar Erez is a lieutenant in the Israeli military, the first openly transgender officer to serve in the IDF. Thank you for coming in. Great to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.